Hi, welcome to my podcast. So this is the very first one in the making with Little Asky. I'm very excited to get this started. Comment what you guys want to hear me talk about next. I also do music as well. Find me Little Asky on SoundCloud. But today we are going to be talking about some crazy conspiracy theories. Coronavirus specifically. So there's a lot of rumors going around and just a lot of propaganda out there picking sides about who started what. But today we're going to dive into some conspiracy theories that have recently come about. And of course, everything I'm about to say is fictional. I don't want to get sued to this. So I was reading a few online, and I'm going to start with the most common one, that the virus escaped from a Chinese lab. So according to Pew Research, nearly 3 in 10 Americans believe that COVID-19 was made in a lab, either intentionally or accidentally. Specifically, 23% believe it was developed intentionally, with only 6% believing that it was an accident. So this theory can easily be debunked now that there is scientific evidence that it originated from bats. But my twist on this is that it's weird that a TV show on Netflix seemed to actually predict the coronavirus pandemic back in 2018. So I'm not sure if anyone has ever seen My Secret Terrius. On the 10th episode of this Korean series, which was released 2 years ago, it makes mention of the deadly illness, which has been used to refer to several viruses before it became associated with the COVID-19 outbreak. However, In the scene of that show, there's actually a doctor that can be heard saying the coronavirus attacks the respiratory system. Adding to that, what's more serious is that the coronavirus has an incubation period of 2 to 14 days. Now, that's exactly what's happening right now. I mean, how crazy that TV series came out 2 years ago, and word for word, it accurately depicts the pandemic. One of the more funny ones, Bill Gates is used as a scapegoat. So with most conspiracy theories like the virus, they resemble constantly mutate and have several variants circulating at any one time. Many of these plots and subplots seem to involve Bill Gates, who became a new target of disinformation after criticizing the defunding of the World Health Organization. So according to the New York Times, anti-vaxxers and many white ring political people have seized on a video of 2015 TED Talk given by Gates, where he discussed the Ebola outbreak and warned of a new pandemic. That he had some foreknowledge of the COVID pandemic or even purposely caused it. A recent variant of this conspiracy theory, particularly beloved by anti-vaccination activists, is the idea that COVID is a part of Gates-led plot to vaccinate the world's population. There is some truth in this, of course. Vaccinating much of the world's population may be well of the only way to avoid total death in tens of millions. But anti-vaxxers don't believe vaccines work. Instead, some have spread the myth that Bill Gates wants to use a vaccination program to implant digital microchips that will somehow track and control people. The spread of misinformation has meant that ID 2020, a small nonprofit organization that focuses on establishing digital IDs for poor people around the world, has called into the FBI. So that one's kind of crazy. I'm not sure how much I believe that, but it would be pretty easy to just blame it on Microsoft, I guess. Like I said before, none of this is true and it is purely fiction. Another conspiracy is that COVID-19 doesn't actually exist. So according to professional conspiracy theorists like David Icke and InfoWars' Alex Jones, COVID-19 doesn't actually exist, but is a plot by globalist elite to take away our freedoms. This one isn't really too hard to believe. Early weaker versions of this theory were prevalent on political right in the notion that the novel coronavirus would be no worse than flu, and later versions are now influencing anti-lockdown protests across several states in the U.S. because believers increasingly refuse to observe social distancing measures. They could directly help the spread of the epidemic further in their localities and increase the resulting death rate. The last conspiracy we'll talk about is how COVID death rates are inflated. Another far-right meme is the idea that COVID death rates are being inflated and therefore there is no reason to observe lockdown regulations or other social distancing measures. So prominent in promoting this myth is Dr. Annie B., whose speech warning is that COVID death certificates are being manipulated has been viewed by more than 250,000 times on YouTube. The doctor appears in a white lab coat with a stethoscope around her neck, making her look like a legitimate medical source. If you dig a little deeper, however, as Rolling Stone magazine did, it turns out she's actually a far-right vaccination and anti-abortion activist, previously noted for her bringing tiny plastic fetuses into the Montana state legislature. Her inconsistency that COVID-19 death rates are inflated has, of course, no basis in fact. More than likely, the current death toll is seriously undercounted. That is it for today's podcast. Stay tuned for more and tell me what conspiracy theories or other topics that you want to talk about. Don't forget to follow me for more podcasts. Love you.